Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow ministers, faithful ministers of Jesus Christ, and to all of those who are our special invited guests for this radio broadcast. We are coming to you once again with the Gospel Radio Broadcast question and answer session of the Church of Christ. We are the Church of Christ, the only church that is written by name in your Bible. Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. Only church that Christ built. Matthew 16 and 18. The only church that Jesus Christ died for, shed his blood, and paid for. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. The only church that is married to Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. We are the spiritual church of Christ. The same spiritual family that is the family of God. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. We are the church of the living God, the house of God. God bless you tonight. Once again, we have the truth. That's all we have to offer. Ladies and gentlemen,
amen.
We offer the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
What is truth? Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 17, while he was praying in earnest in the garden on the night of his betrayal and his passion, he prayed to God. He said, God, sanctify my disciples. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is the truth. And we have the word of God today, ladies and gentlemen. It's written. And Jesus spoke when he defended righteousness in his temptation from the devil. He said, it is written. And then Satan even tried to throw a monkey wrench and say, it is written. And Jesus said, it is written again. You see, we're not here to take the word of God, the written word of God, and change it and twist it and misinterpret it to please men and their philosophies. We're only here to tell the truth and to rightly divide, rightly interpret the word of truth. The truth cannot lie upon itself. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the things that you have to test the teacher by. Are they telling the truth? Is it true? Is it true that you can join the church of your choice? This is a Bible question, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you might be wondering or might want to ask that question tonight. We want you to ask it. There's a Bible answer for that question. Can one join the spiritual church of Jesus Christ? That's a Bible question. There is a Bible answer for that question, ladies and gentlemen. What is the name of the church? Because there are so many churches in the world today, and they got various names, and they practice different faiths and all that. Is that right? Are all these churches belong to Christ? Like some of the false teachers tell you, all of these churches belong to Christ. The question is, do they? The Bible has the answer, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible tells you whether all these churches belong to Christ. The Bible tells you what the name of the church is. The Bible tells you where salvation can be found. Can salvation be found in all of these churches? The Bible has the answer. And so we invite you tonight, ask us the hard questions. Ask about questions that concern your faith, your devotion, and your relationship to God in the Spirit.
Amen.
Because God is Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 4 and verse number 24. And we must have a spiritual relationship with God. And it must be a righteous relationship.
Amen.
It must be according to the righteousness of God and not our own. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. It's got to be God's righteousness and not man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, while you're awaiting, we're going to take pause for just a moment as we invite you into this program tonight. We're going to give a prayer and a prayer of supplication and thanksgiving to God.
Mm-hmm.
Let us bow. God and Heavenly Father,
amen.
Thank you once again for the life that you have given us. And we thank you, dear God, that we are empowered and we are encouraged and we are inspired,
amen,
to use that life that you've given us to glorify your name among men, to preach the word,
mm-hmm,
to teach the truth,
mm-hmm,
to persuade men concerning the salvation of their souls by the truth.
Amen.
Thank you for the truth, dear God. We know that we can know truth.
Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free from the condemnation of sin and hell."
Nice.
John chapter 8 and verse number 32. So we don't want to go to hell, and we don't want anyone to go to hell who desires to be saved. We must have a desire to want to know the truth. Everybody is not telling the truth.
Nice.
Every preacher is not preaching the truth.
Nice.
You must know truth and obey it if you want to be saved. As we begin tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that if you want to ask a question on this broadcast, we invite you to do so. All you have to do is push the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Amen.
If you are not on the phone, get on the phone. Push number 1 on your telephone keypad. And Brother Brown, our moderator, will cue you into the call so that you might ask your question of the ministerial panel tonight. We have on our ministerial panel Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of Christ and a member of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas. We also have Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams Jr. We are the co-ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker IV,
mm-hmm,
who is the minister of the Darien Luke Congregation of the Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. The Darien Luke Congregation and its brethren are responsible for paying for this broadcast every week. And we just praise God and thank God for their vision and their diligence in providing an opportunity for people all around the world to hear the word of the gospel and believe. Thank you for your attention tonight. And right now, we're going to turn this broadcast over to Brother James Johnson for some comments and commentary. In the meantime, if you want to ask a question, you can interrupt us by pushing number 1, and we'll pause and we'll receive and answer your question. We promise you that if you ask a Bible question, we will give you a Bible answer. We are not here to answer political questions, as this is not a political forum.
Mm-hmm.
This is a spiritual Bible forum. We will answer Bible questions and questions of morality as it pertains to the word and the will of God. So feel free to ask your question tonight. No question is too little. No question is too unimportant. Only that you ask it.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Brother Johnson, we now turn the broadcast over to you.
I want to thank Brother William for that presentation tonight.
Praise the Lord.
You know, a lot of folks are still hung up on the church. What church to get into?
Amen.
It ain't but one.
Amen.
God didn't build 10,000. He just built one.
One church.
And we all got to be in the one.
Amen.
Let me show you what I'm talking about. But Noah was told to build an ark. He wasn't told to build arks. He was just told to build one.
One ark.
And everybody got in.
Amen.
Got that wanted to get in. But they didn't all get in because they didn't want to get in. Only
That's
him
it.
And his three sons and his three daughter-in-law and his wife.
That's it. Eight souls.
Eight souls were saved. That's all they wanted to get in. But the door was open. But they choose not. The door to the church of Christ is open.
Amen.
But if you choose not, God can't help you.
That's right.
God can't do nothing for you outside the safety of the ark. You got to come in.
Amen.
Now, God done told you how to come in. He's studied giving you a chance to come in.
Yes.
Now, you can fool around there and play around there and go do what he tell you. You still going to be lost.
Amen.
Because he cannot save on the outside. If he saves one, he got to save all.
Amen.
So we know the church of Christ is one.
Yes.
We hear people always asking this question. Well, we see ES on there. That stands out for universal. The church of Christ is all over the world.
Worldwide. Amen.
It's not just in one place.
Nope.
It's all over. So you have no excuse not getting in. See, you can start a congregation on your block if you get the right teaching.
Yes.
And do what you got to do to be saved.
Preach the gospel.
You see, a lot of folks think you got to be in a building. That's not what the Bible teaches.
No.
And we're going to talk about that tonight because we need to learn. Where is the church at?
Amen.
What is the church? The church is yourself.
All right.
It's not made up of building, brick, and mortar.
No.
It's made up of a group of people that have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you have not obeyed the gospel, you're not a member of the Church of Christ.
That's right.
You're still in Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
Colossians 1:13. You got to come out of it. There's only one way out of it. That's through what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See, a lot of folks want to get in a building and think they saved.
Mm.
I heard a lady yesterday say, I got to go to St. Stephen's. And I know if I do, I don't have to walk with a walker no more. I know I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, ma'am, and even my boys even had that much sense. He said, that ain't true.
Amen.
If that's true, Brother Johnson, get up and walk. See, we need to parallel on this. See, folks will say things to be smart mouthed, and they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But the Church of Christ is one, ladies and gentlemen. Get in it and don't cost you nothing but your soul being free from your past friends.
Amen.
That's all it costs. And you won't even do that. What's the problem? This whole world done just about heard about the Church of Christ. This won't happen about it.
Amen.
God's not going to reach out of heaven and save you. If you don't do nothing about it, then God said, okay, you got one option in the world. Let's go to hell.
Amen.
That's all you got. Heaven or hell. You see, we don't want to hear the preachers today to say that word, hell. We don't care about them saying heaven all day long. But when we say hell, everybody freezes up. But it's in God's word.
Yes.
It's not going to change God's word. It ain't going to change God's mind. It's right there in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. All that have forgotten God will return into hell.
Amen.
So that let me know hell is right there.
Amen.
And you got to face it. You see, God wants to save man.
Yes.
But man don't want to save himself.
Hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
Man don't want to save himself. And Acts chapter 2 and begin at verse 41, Peter said, save yourself from this untoward generation. How did they do that? The next verse said they were baptized in the name of Christ.
Amen.
That's how they did it. They obeyed God's will. And left them about 3,000 souls were baptized that day.
Yes.
They didn't argue with Peter. They had no right to argue with Peter. Peter brought the message. Peter told them what the message came from. It came from God.
Amen.
And Peter preached what God told him. That's all we can do today is preach what God tells us. You can get mad, swell up and bust and cut, break bone, knock your knees out of joint, but I'm still going to be right. Well, when you calm down and settle down, it's still going to change the same thing over again.
Amen.
It's the same method. It's not going to change. People refuse God because it allows Satan to trap them into doing crazy things, getting in a religion that's not found in the Bible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not nowhere found in the Bible. Let me tell you what I'm talking about tonight. I got a list here. I'm going to read it all.
All right.
I saved a lot of these, Brother William, because we ordered them, but I saved them.
Yes.
And it tells me the first one, it says the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
By Boniface III.
Mm-hmm.
He's the founder of that church. Christ has no business there. Why? Because there's no salvation there.
Exactly.
See, well, we fail at. We do not look for salvation. We just look for some building to get in to be with a crowd of people. That's what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible tells me in Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men.
Yes.
Not up to you, can men. It's up to you accepting the grace of God. If you don't do it, you're going to be lost. You see, God has already said what he meant and meant what he said.
Yeah.
You can't get around God's word. God's telling us how to do it and what to do, and we get mad with God. We get angry with God by telling us the truth. I don't want to hear no truth, Brother Joshua. I don't want to hear nothing about hell, Brother Joshua. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't my leader, and you ain't my minister, and you showing up ain't my God.
Amen.
So I'm going to have to tell you what the master said, and he said, all that will not do what he says will go to hell.
Amen.
Now, that's just the bottom line to it. The Church of Christ, you can get in it today. See, we don't have to wait for tomorrow to get in it. We can do it right now. See, there's no obligation of, well, got to wait till next week. I got to wait till next year. No, no, no. When you hear God's message, you ought to respond to it.
Because
one day, you're going to have to lay down and die.
Amen.
And then what you going to say then at the judgment if your name ain't found written in the Lamb Book of Life.
Mm.
See, when God opened that book up and opened that other book, it got the master Lamb Book of Life. And if the name ain't there, you ain't there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to be wearing the name Christian. And Acts 11th chapter beginning at verse 26, they were called Christians at Antioch. We got the proof.
Yeah.
But none of these names on this paper have no proof of no salvation.
Amen.
They don't have it. Why are you in something that is not right? And Acts the 26th chapter, verse 28, even Agrippa has some sense. He may not obey, but he has some sense. He says right there, by the Christian. He's almost persuading me to become a Christian.
Amen.
You say almost persuading me to become a Catholic, or Baptist, or Methodist, or Jehovah's Witness,
nope,
or Seventh Day Adventist, or Presbyterian. He said a Christian. Read your Bible, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Read it for yourself. It's right there in the book. Write these scriptures down. I'm going to be calling a bunch of them out tonight.
Yes.
Don't fail to write them down. And 1 Peter 4 and verse number 16,
yes,
Apostle Peter said, if any man suffer as a Christian,
nice,
then glorify God on his behalf. He said, as a Christian. He said about a Baptist.
Amen.
He's nothing like that. See, say what they said in the book. Do what they say what's in the book. Follow what's in the book.
Amen.
If it's in the book, do it. If it's not, leave it alone.
Yes.
Don't add to God's word. Don't take away from God's word. Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19. Don't do that. But if you do, you're in trouble with God.
That's right.
God has told you what to do, how to do it. You need to follow what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you an answer. Everything we call tonight, we can give you an answer to it. All you got to do is pick up that phone and dial that number and punch it on your keypad number one, and I guarantee it will give you an answer to the Bible question.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks don't want to hear a Bible question to a Bible answer.
Uh-huh.
They want to follow some man, and he's leading them to hell anyway.
Amen.
He's not leading them to God. See, if you lead them to God, he's going to do it the right way.
Yes.
It ain't about your money. It ain't about all the dollar bills you can get.
Yeah.
It's about serving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, we got a whole lot of preachers in the brotherhood and throughout the world now. They preaching for dollar bills, and they want this, and they want that, and they want all of this and prestige. But that's not what the Bible teaches. We the preacher, we don't get a dime. We the tell you what the Bible says. You see, if we tell you what God says, God will take care of our affairs.
Amen.
You see, God knows what we need. All we got to do is keep preaching.
Yes.
Keep telling the people the same thing over and over until they get it in their heart. But they know what they need to do.
Yeah.
Don't lay down tonight and die and go to hell.
Amen.
Because you can go to hell quicker than you can heaven. Fact of business, most people are going to go to hell because they won't obey God.
Amen.
Huh? We got 2.1 billion Catholics in the world, and they're all headed for hell because the Bible proves that.
Amen.
They're not headed for heaven. Talking about praise me out of purgatory. Purgatory is hell.
Amen.
And you're going to go there, and you're going to stay there.
That's right.
You're not going to come out of it. And you can't pay your way out of it. I don't give a kid to give all your money in the bank and lay it on the desk.
Yes.
You're going down there.
Amen.
And your money's going to perish with you. Just ask Simon the Sorcerer. He tried to buy the Holy Spirit with his money.
Yes.
And Peter told him in Acts the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 17 through 23. He told him, if your money perish with you.
Yeah.
He tried to buy it, and it didn't work.
No good.
So what good is your money today?
No
good. Same thing. Ask Ananias and Sapphira.
Yep.
They went to hell, Brother William. They were the members of the church.
Amen.
And they were lost. Why? Because they were greedy. Then they sinned the book. And the Holy Spirit revealed it to Peter and the devil.
Yeah.
And Peter told them. And their hearts were filled with that foolishness. Covetousness will cause you to go to hell.
You are destroyed.
You put hide behind your dollar bills. It won't work.
Amen.
It won't work. Ladies and gentlemen, we can buy heaven.
Ooh.
If we could, then Ananias and Sapphira send them to hell.
Amen.
God put it in the book. He said, now you think you're going to heaven and you lied to me, I didn't even give you a chance to repent.
Mm.
They never repented, Brother William. It went too far.
Yeah.
We go too far with God now.
Amen.
Gotta be careful with that. Don't get greedy. Get foolish. Get stupid on God. And then you're gonna get away with it. Because God's gonna bring it up. Amen. And when he brings it up, let me tell you something about God. God don't forget nothing. We think he do, Brother William, but God don't forget anything. What we say down here, it's going to be brought before the judgment seat.
Amen.
And if we don't do what he tells us, it's still going to be brought before the judgment seat. You see, we got people today that say, y'all judging us. Well, you better read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says the saints will judge the world.
Amen.
We judging you now because we're telling you about Jesus Christ and the gospel.
That's right.
Amen. We tell you what he says. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, he says, the day you hear the voice, the day is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow.
Amen.
The day is the day of salvation. A lot of folks gonna miss out, Brother William.
Yes.
Why? Because they won't obey God. Huh?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not promised.
You
will lay down tonight. Listen to me.
Amen.
Was not promised. Live to see tomorrow. God, we ain't promised to see the rest of the day out. Huh? Well, we think you can go out. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You can say, this is it. Don't move around there and go to hell.
Amen.
Huh? You see, there was a man in the Bible throwing up all his barns, Brother William.
Yeah.
And God called him that night. I don't think he went up. I think he went down because he didn't include God in nothing. He said, He said, I six times.
Yes.
And God, nowhere was in the picture.
Mm.
And that man was lost too.
Amen.
A lot of folk gonna say I that day and gonna be lost because they never include God in nothing. See, God has to be number one. Let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And Matthew 6:33, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. He said, first seek God. You have to seek God first. Put God ahead of your life. Everything else will fall in place.
Amen.
Even your giving will fall in place. Huh? Come on, light up now. Your giving will fall in place. You see, you know why you don't want to give? Because you don't want to give yourself.
Amen.
So when you don't give yourself, you can't give your money. Huh?
That's it.
That's why people are messed up today, brother. They want to give a little bit. They don't want to give all of it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do it. So God said, well, I'll fix that. I'll let your money and your treasures and all your stuff fly away. Proverbs 23 and verse number 4 through 7. See, God can I'll get it out your hand. That's simply
right.
What he's saying.
Amen.
They're not talking about a literally find a way, but I'm going to get it out of you one way or another because you should have did what I told you. You know, the more you give, the more God gives.
Amen.
You mean, Brother Johnson? God gives you stuff that you don't even supposed to be getting.
Amen.
Why? Because God said, I know that's mine. He's going to do what I tell him.
Yes,
sir. See, God knows you're going to do what he tells him. You know, God can be faithful, Brother Will.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks in the Church of Christ. They're not faithful to God.
Mm. Mm.
They won't. You know what, Brother Will? We got some members of the Church of Christ won't come a full year. They'll come 3 weeks, and the rest of the year is gone. And they said, man, you know what happened to Brother so-and-so?
Mm.
Man, I ain't seen him in almost a year. What happened? He forgot God. And then God called him one day. And God gonna say, why wasn't you faithful unto the death? Well, Lord, he ain't got no answer. So I'm going to kindly tell him, step below. That's hell. That's all it is to it. You see, faithfulness is all of it, not part of it. We cannot give God 50%. What happened to the other 50? We got to give 100%.
Amen.
When you was in the world, I'm going to show you an example. When you was in the world, you gave it all to the devil.
Yeah.
You didn't slow down and say, well, I give the devil 25. I give something else 25. You gave all that you had. I don't care what you were good in or how much talent you had. You gave it to him. Now, just think about this. The Apostle Paul, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 50, he said, I am chief of sinners. Guess what Paul was saying? I did it all. But you know what? Christ saw something in that that what he, Paul, didn't see. He saw the zeal that Paul had in his lifestyle. He said, I'm going to turn him around. How did he do that? He made it his gospel. When he heard the gospel, he obeyed it. When he obeyed it, Paul went to preaching. When Paul went to preaching, he started telling people, look here, this is the real deal. Christ is the one. People persecuted him. They stoned him dead. But guess what? He got on up. He kept getting up. He didn't slow down. He kept right on doing what he had to do. He preached the word of God
with
the last breath that his body was out. He didn't let it go. He said, well, God, I can't do it no longer. He just kept on going to the end. That's what we have to do.
Amen.
Keep on going to the end.
Yeah.
No matter what man say.
Yes.
You see, we got a lot of preachers don't want to keep on preaching. I'll retire at 55. No, sir, and no, ma'am. You got to keep on going till Jesus said retire. And that's to call you home. Because he got your reward with him.
Yeah.
He's ready to give it to you. But sometimes we come short of the mark. We rob God. God don't rob us. We rob him.
Amen.
How do we rob God? By not doing what he tells us.
That's it. It's obedient.
And we just say, oh, well, you know, I've been doing 65 years. I'm retired. But we're not talking about on your job.
Amen.
We're talking about preaching the gospel now.
Yes, sir.
You got to preach it all the way past 65. I just made it. Brother William, I just made 65. I'm still preaching.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I just made it a month ago, 2 months ago almost.
Yes.
I'm still preaching it. Why? Because God says preach it.
Preach.
You got to keep preaching it. You ain't far from it.
Tell it. Amen.
You ain't far from it. You got to keep preaching. I don't care if you be 61, 62. You're going to one day go hit 65 if the Lord lets you live, and you still got to preach it until he calls you home.
God willing.
There ain't no retirement to preach it.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Revelation 14, verse 6, this is an everlasting gospel.
Yes.
This gospel got to be preached until you leave this planet Earth. That's why we got training young men, Brother William, when we get that building started.
Yes, sir.
We got to train them. The church must go on. We can't stop. Go ahead. But we know I'm 65 now. I'm about ready to lay out.
Mm.
Well, that's an easy way out. But that ain't working for God.
Amen.
God didn't say, did God tell me to lay out?
No.
Keep on preaching, Johnson. That's what God wants me to do. He said, I'll let you know when it's time to go. I got a time for you, but I got the time. Not on that clock on the wall. He's got a time when he's ready to do it.
Hey,
you know, my folks want to quit. Well, you know. Yes, see, when you quit like that, Satan takes advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're 65, but you're trying something else now. You know, you ought to go out there and get you some honey and money now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you work. He knows you're going to quit doing something.
Yes.
If you keep preaching, he got to back up. He can't come forward like he wants to. You let him know you're serving a real and alive God, he's going to got to run. He ain't going to hang around.
Be faithful.
He's going to get away from that.
Yes, sir.
God has a plan that man don't understand.
All right. Amen.
You see, I'll read something today, Brother William, over in 1 Kings, I believe. And I'll read the 17th chapter over there, and I'll read about, what's his name? I think not Isaiah, but I forget the man's name. But Elijah.
Yeah.
I'll read about Elijah. And Elijah, God told him, like you told the angel, go tell him, get ready. You have a journey to do. But guess what? Elijah was there, and he staged this lady. And this lady, I was looking at the picture, and the picture in my mind, she didn't have enough faith. And Elijah said, go get me a pot and some bread and stuff and fix them up.
Yes.
And she looked at him. But I ain't got no pot. He said, go get one. He didn't ask what she didn't have.
Yep.
When she went and got it. See, this is why people make the mistake there, Brother Wood. They got faith, but they don't got enough faith. What do you mean, Brother Wood? Brother Johnson, they're lacking in their faith because they don't obey God.
Too little faith
ain't going to get it. You got to have a whole lot of faith in God. If you ain't got none, you forget about it.
Amen.
You know what? The Bible tells me in Mark, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 35 through 41, the Bible says the disciples had no faith. What you mean? Because they didn't believe that they should have.
Amen.
The faith is in the head and not in the chest. See, we got a lot of folks hitting the chest pieces and all that. Well, I believe in God, and he hit the chest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you believe in God from that heart, why do they do operation on that heart, take it out, and put in a pacemaker? You'd be crazy to take that heart out.
Amen.
But they can't take the heart out the head.
The mind.
They can't take that out.
That's right.
Because if they take that out, you're in bad shape, brother.
You lost
everything. You lost your whole soul and life there.
Oh, yeah.
You see, man don't realize God is dealing with the heart and the head and not the heart and the chest.
Amen.
See, that heart and the chest, it's going to stop popping one day. But the heart and the head goes on. It lives on. That's what the Bible talking about the spirit now.
Yeah.
The spirit lives on.
Ooh.
And you see, the soul, mind, and heart lives on.
Yes.
And you don't do what God tells you, God will cut it off.
Amen.
You just cut it off before you blink an eye.
Yes.
Why? Because you have to deal with what he told you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God should do what I tell you.
Amen.
Quit arguing with God. Just do it.
That's
our biggest problem. We always trying to argue with God.
Mm.
Why? Yeah. You ain't going to win.
No win.
You will never win with God. I don't care who you are.
Amen.
They couldn't win in the Old Testament.
Yes.
He had to repent to get it right with God.
Amen.
You know what David, I like David's attitude when he was going up against the giant. He said, I come in the name of the Lord. He's not coming in the name of David.
Amen.
He said, I come in the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45 through 46. That's our biggest problem. We want to come in the name of the preacher now.
Yeah.
Study coming in the name of the Lord.
Mm.
You know, when we were studying last night, Brother William, when you were in Acts the 14th chapter,
yeah.
Yeah, the Bible said they obeyed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They didn't obey in the name of Brother William. They didn't obey in the name of Brother Paul.
Ooh.
They didn't obey in the name of Brother Peter or John or anybody else. They obeyed in the name of the Lord. And that's why all the churches are wrong, because they're not obeying in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They're obeying in the name of Satan.
That's it.
Satan is running the game on them. And they don't see it. And they're blind to it. And they'll take any name out of context. Let me show you an example, brother. We got a lot of buildings in this town. One of them called St. Stephen Baptist Church. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And ain't none of them wearing Christ's name.
Not Christ.
Oh, that's the problem right there. All over the world, everybody wearing a name but Christ.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
They wearing every name but Christ. When you come down to which church you belong, I belong to St. Baptist Church. I belong to St. Paul Baptist Church. Where does Christ come in at? Christ come in because you never obeyed his will.
Amen.
See, Christ has a will. The devil don't have no will.
Yeah.
You can't show me nowhere in the scripture that the devil has a will.
Man.
And the devil said a lie.
Yeah.
And folk going along with the lie. Why? Because they don't believe in God. They believe over God and not in God.
Amen.
See, that's their problem. They say, well, I believe in God. See, they want you to say, okay, yeah, he said he believes in God too. That's a false lie.
Amen.
I'm going to show you an example. Here's a man in the Old Testament. In 13, chapter 13,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The young prophet came, and the old prophet said, I'm a man of God, too.
Yes.
He lied to the young prophet. The young prophet was already told what to do. God said, don't go that way.
Yes.
He heard God.
Amen.
He didn't say God was fishing. He went on by the minute. What happened to him? God said, you did wrong. You're going to punish me, punished for it. That's where a lot of us going to be today. When we stand before God, we're going to be punished for it, brother. Because we didn't obey God.
That's right.
You see, we can't play with God and get away with it. Can't get away with it, brother Parker.
Yeah.
Can't get away with it. You can't get away with sin. Sin is sin. We try to call it all the time. Oh, he made a whole bunch of mistakes. No, he just sinned. God ain't going to call it a mistake at the judgment. He's going to call it what it is. What's known in that book is called sin.
Amen.
The Bible says in Numbers 32 and verse 23, be sure your sins will find you out.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, your sins will find you out, Brother William.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. You ain't going to get away with sin.
Dude.
The Bible says in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
Ain't no man walked upon planet Earth was a Christian. He had to come to Christ to become a Christian.
Amen.
He had to be baptized in water to become a Christian by faith. Not a lot of folks talking about, well, you know what, Brother John, I was baptized for what, brother?
Mm.
Brother John, I was baptized for what? If he can't tell me what it's for, he ain't been baptized.
Amen.
And then we got some, I've been baptized here with the Holy Ghost. How you get that? How you get it? See, what he's trying to tell me, brother, was he got the Holy Ghost before he got baptized.
Yeah.
And see, when I put him on the spot, well, what? Tell me how you got it. Give me a scripture, verse, and book on it.
Into what were you baptized
into? What was it? Well, now you don't know. But then when I show you in the book, if you're willing to accept it.
That's what it is.
If you're willing to accept what God said about it.
That's the question.
See, Peter told him, I know something about Peter, brother. You know, there's something about what God did. When God sunk that Holy Spirit, nobody got that power then but the apostle right there on that day of Pentecost. Just the 12. But now, okay, if everybody got it that day, why did those people have to get baptized then?
All right.
Talk to me. Why did they have to get baptized? When Peter told them, they said they were cut to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter said, repent and be baptized. Why didn't they get baptized of the Holy Ghost when the apostles got it?
Wasn't meant for them.
It was only meant for the 12 at that time.
Jesus wasn't talking to them.
That's it. Go to John chapter 16, and read verse number 13, and go to John chapter 20, and verse 20 and 22, and it'll tell you how they got it.
Amen.
The Bible says he breathed on them.
Yes.
Did he breathe on you, Brother William? No.
Not like that.
He didn't do that. There's a lot of folks all messed up. They'll read the Bible right. They try to get the Holy Ghost like the Father. I can raise the dead. I see the cemetery getting full.
Good enough.
And they got to put something on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I know when a false teacher comes, you got to bust his head open. Got to bust his head. Because see, he's talking crazy now.
Amen.
Oh, I can raise you up from out of wheelchairs and walkers and things.
Lie.
I heard this lady yesterday. You know who I'm talking about? Name is Rita Gates. Told me,
hey,
she was telling AB, she was talking to him. You know, I'm gonna walk straight from now on. I ain't gonna be walking no more.
Oh.
I said, okay. We gonna see the picture in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I said, let me tell you something, Rita. You're getting old.
Amen.
ABC, that is so is right. You're getting old. And you're going to need something to lean on.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to get a walking cane, Brother Will.
Keep living.
Keep living. You're going to need something to lean on, Brother Parker. You ain't going to sit there and tell me you ain't leaning on something.
Amen.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Sometimes, Brother, we have to get in the wheelchair. Don't talk to me crazy.
Yeah.
I know better.
Amen.
But you see, we want to be all of that. Kind of impressed me, Brother William, yesterday. It ain't going to happen. I looked at him for a minute. What you say? Who are you? Mm. You ain't God.
Nope.
And after say you showing up ain't lying, brother, because you in a wheelchair and you've been laughing all your life. And stuff, so that's right. And I ain't got up and walked yet. So what are you? God gonna make you special? And you still in your sin? I hear about you in your sin, like I said. And I back there with the book. I got the book right here. He looked at me. I know it's time you go now. I got some rat trap on you now. You can't get away with it. You thought you talking to a fool? Don't tell me. I know the book. I know God's word. I know what you tried to pull. You tried to impress me like, I say that's your brother Johnson. He lied to try to get out of his wheelchair and walk. Play me with that. That's an old school game. I've been up on that 50 some years ago, Brother William. That game, people used to come to me. Oh, Brother Johnson, I can get you out the wheelchair. I used to live in Brooklyn. They tried to pull that on me a long time ago. I can get you up out the wheelchair.
All right.
Here I sit. Show me what you got. When I told the guy, told me, man, you come to our meeting one night and my mother can get you up. I said, when your mother become a preacher? He's been a preacher long time. Well, let's go down there. We're going to find out what it is. I said, I dropped the scriptures on her. I said, let me see what 1 Corinthians 14:33-5 says.
Amen.
I said, let's see what that says. I said, let's go to 1 Timothy 2:9-14.
Yeah.
I said, let's see what that says about a woman preacher. God, what do you mean? God called you beside, outside the book?
No.
I said, talk to me. Talk to me. I tell people, like us preachers, get ready, because we got all kind of false preachers running around out here. I bust them in their face. I don't try to get mad. They get so mad at me. I can't stand. They get around the other friend. I can't stand, Brother John. I know to say it.
Yeah.
I just study, whoop them down. I beat them up. I have some of them out there, when you be wrong to us, if you talking, I make them cry and run.
Okay.
You wrong. What? Come back here. I've got you again. You ain't getting away with it. You get me up here. Talking that crazy talk. You thought I was a fool. I ain't no fool for nobody.
Amen.
I can see you game. And you can't get me up. You can't get me. If you can get me up, go to the graveyard and get your people up.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
I can tell you what the Bible does say. You see, when the Apostle Paul was talking about water baptism, he was talking about get your soul out of hell.
Amen.
Because your soul is in hell right now. All you got to do is die physically, and you're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
God ain't got no more use for you.
That's it.
You already lost. You lost in hell.
And sin is, and
hell was taken up.
Amen.
The devil always got to do the same way. So I'm telling you what I know.
Yes.
Read your Bible. That's why people don't like me, Brother William, because I tell them like this. I don't care. Man came up to me yesterday. You know the book he gave me, Brother William? Guess what the book said? I got the book right now.
Yes.
He gave me the book. It's what it's talking about. But you know whose name was on the bottom of it? You wouldn't want to guess whose name on the bottom of it. Billy Graham.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I read half of the book, and me and my wife were looking at it. I said, look at the bottom of the book. He said, Billy Graham. I said, Billy Graham. But you see it? B-I-L-L. Why? Graham. There it is. I said, he's talking about, well, I'll get it. He told me yesterday, I get a lot of comfort out of that book. I said, let me tell you something. If you don't take this Bible here and read it for yourself in your own house, you're still going to hell.
Amen.
Billy Graham and all the rest of them already in hell. I said, Billy Graham didn't go far enough.
Yeah.
So talk to me about Billy Graham. I don't want to hear nothing about it.
Amen.
I want to hear about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died at the age of 33 and rose and went back. Billy Graham's still in the grave and is going to go to hell because he didn't obey the gospel.
Amen.
And he didn't preach the gospel either.
Nope.
He didn't go far enough, as Brother Keeble said.
Yes.
He didn't believe in water baptism. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He didn't believe in it, Brother William. Let's
make
He didn't believe in water baptism. He believed that you were saved before water baptism.
Mm.
But the Bible says you got to be baptized in the Christ. For the remission of your sin.
That
the Bible says the Lord will give you the Holy Spirit. Man can't give you nothing.
Amen.
Man can't give you eternal life. If you die right now, Brother William, in your sin, you can't be saved after that.
Nope.
No man. Got folks today trying to shout about, I'm saved and still sinning. Oh, come on, church. Get real. The Bible is right.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us what to do. And we study acting a fool. We get mad with God because God's word won't do what we want it to do.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change. God made that plain and simple in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. The last Old Testament book, he said, I am the Lord God, I change not. I'm not going to change the word.
So
don't get all bent out of shape. You're just not honest with the word of God.
Amen.
That's the problem with men today. They're not honest, Brother William.
Yes.
See, when you're going to do something for God, you're going to be honest. You're going to do exactly what he said. Let me show you another example. I was in the back. Church, Brother William, up until I was 17, 16 years old.
Yes, sir.
I left the Baptist church. I wasn't going to no church nowhere. I almost came close to not believing in God. The reason why I tell you this, Brother William and Brother Parker, because I couldn't find what I was looking for. And none of these churches that were talking about God, I couldn't find the answer what I was looking for. But when I found the answer, I said, I'll stand on the word of God. It wasn't even a year before this man came to my house and told me about the truth. And I obeyed it because I was looking for the truth. That's what's wrong with the world today. They're not looking for the truth. They want a storytelling preacher, a lying preacher, to tell them how they can live. How you know, Brother Johnson? Get me Isaiah, Brother Will. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Isaiah chapter 30, and read verses 8 through 10. Here's the answer what people want. And they've got to get away with. This is what Joel Osteen and all of them teach right here. Isaiah chapter 30, read verse 8 through 10. Let's see what the Bible says.
Now go.
Go.
Write it before them on a tablet and notice on a scroll.
On a scroll, read.
That it may be for time to come, forever and ever.
I'll read.
That this is a rebellious, lying children, rebellious people, children who will not hear the law of the Lord.
Read.
Who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things.
Do not tell us the truth. That's what he's telling us.
Speak to us smooth things.
Speak to us, tell us what we want to hear.
Prophesy lies.
Oh, that's what we want. We want you to tell us a lie and tell us the truth.
Amen.
That's what the people want, brother. You want to get a congregation, brother, of God to start lying. You have this whole town.
Amen.
All you got to do is tell a lie, and you got this whole town wrapped up.
Yep.
You can take all the rest of the church in town, because you a new man in town.
Yeah. That's liar.
And just tell them a lie, just tell them one, and you got the crown. I'll tell you what I know. That's what Isaiah's talking about.
Yeah.
You see, that's what's the problem today.
Amen.
Men want the people to tell them a lie.
Want to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, I'll pay you to lie.
We all going to hell.
That's what they're telling them. Mm-hmm. We'll pay you. We'll give you some money.
Amen.
Let me show you an example. Now, Brother William, I come to you, and you come to me. And you say, well, hey, brother, can y'all help me to get a new suit? Oh, God. First thing we holler that word. But that false, lying preacher can come and ask for five suits. Oh, brother, you got the checkbook?
Yeah.
And we'll give it to him.
Ask his people,
and he'll have five suits.
Yeah.
You ask for one, and they start crying.
We
got brothers in the church to do that.
One vote on
Let me go and check with the other brothers, see what they say about it.
Mm.
Now, they don't agree, and we can't do nothing for you.
What about the suits you already got?
The suits. Well, you say, well, brother, they might be too small, and it might be wearing out. Oh, brother, just pack them up and wear them on. They take them to the cleaners, and we help you get them clean, and that's all you need to do.
Mm.
Huh? There was the late brother N.L. Evans was telling me one time. He said he was on one corner and the Baptist was on the other corner. So the Baptist preacher stepped in the building. So he wasn't in the building. Said, "Hey, I want to talk to you about the Word of God." No. We can't talk about that. We can talk about the Bible. Brother Evans said, "Well, we're gonna talk about the Bible. We can't talk about the Word of God. It's the same thing." Man. Or see, you got your interpretation, and I got my. Brother Evans said, "No, sir." He said, "Let's see what it really says."
Amen.
He said, "No." He said, "You know what, Brother Evans? I preach for this way. See, they'll buy me a new Cadillac every year." Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They'll buy me five suits every year.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it.
Mm.
All I got to do is just dress up and look good.
Romans 16 and 17 and
18. And fool the public. But the public don't know no better.
Serving it better.
See, the devil looking for foolishness.
Amen.
He ain't looking for righteousness.
Amen.
See, when you are a fool, the devil says, I'll just do what I got to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And make you think you're going to heaven, and you still going to hell.
You see,
you see what I'm talking about, brethren?
Amen.
You got brethren in the church playing the same old game.
Amen.
And they telling you, have trunk now. Well, let me see now, brother. If you say you're going to hold a gospel meeting, brother, will you? And then they're going to ask you how much you're going to charge. If you say $500, okay, all that's a little bit too much. Now, watch this now. Here comes the Baptist preacher. He's going to ask for $1,000. Hey, brother, get that bank book ready.
All
you know why? Because they know that he's going to teach you what you're going to teach. If you go into a Baptist building, nobody's going to tell you something. First thing they do now, they say, okay, you just do it a long time ago. They would check now. They check. Oh, no, we can't even let him come here and preach. Why? You know why? He's an exposer. We ain't gonna let him up in that bullpen. They know. But if you go in there, just kind of like you dragging along, and they find out if you go talking about that Church of Christ, woo-wee, you have people running over each other. I remember when we went to my wife's great niece funeral. Boy, Brother William, I never seen no many people run out of the Church of Christ building.
Mm.
I mean, they were running over one another.
getting away from the truth.
Just brother. And I said, hey, what's the problem? He shouldn't have been up there. That's what Brother Hard dropping number preaching that funeral. And he was telling us, you better get right with God. Ooh, wait. What man said, I'm already right. And he was a Baptist. You see what I'm saying? Folks are ignorant of the Bible, but they won't let you teach them the truth. And all you're trying to do is help them, and the study going to hell.
Yes.
The Bible is right all the time.
Amen.
Men choose to go to hell.
That's right.
They choose to go. God ain't sending you nowhere. God lets you go. See, if you don't want to do God's will, brethren, just don't play with God. Just don't fool with his book. Because this book here is like worse than dynamite.
Yes.
It's worse than dynamite blowing up, right?
Yep.
This here is going to do you worse than dynamite. Because when they condemn you, you already in hell. You don't even know it.
Amen.
You don't even know you're in hell. You think you walking around in heaven and you walking around in hell.
The wrath of God.
God said, I'm going to punish those that will not obey me.
Amen.
He said that, and we think he's playing with us, Brother Will.
Mm-hmm.
In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 25, he said, you're going to give an account for everything.
Yes.
You're going to answer to me. Yes. Now, God already telling you these things. You're going to be judged for this. And yet we said, no, God love us too much to judge.
Now,
well, you must be crazy. You must be drunk, as I call it. Because God said, I'm going to judge you by what you've done.
Amen.
If you ain't did nothing, you get nothing.
Amen.
And you're going to hell on top of it.
Amen.
I told you to do.
That's it.
God said, be a member of the Church of Christ.
Okay.
But we don't want to do that, Brother Parker. We want to be a member of the Baptist Church.
Well.
Because it's exciting, Brother Wee.
Yeah.
The Church of Christ is not exciting. I heard people tell me, Brother Wee, about their own, from my own brother. Well, you know what, Brother Johnson? You know, we preached the doctrine of Christ for 50, 60, 70 years. I said, I don't care if we preach it to the end of the world, to the end of the other side of the world, if we got one. God says, preach it, and that's the way it's got to be done.
Amen.
And we can't get around
that. Amen.
The world ends. We still got people arguing, busting, and fighting over the word of God, and they won't listen. But one day, God's going to call.
Yeah.
That's it. He called the folks in the house to get in now. I'm going to seal it up.
Yes, sir.
When he sealed it up, you can read in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 8. Only 8 souls were saved. How many souls going to be saved today?
All right.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about.
Who wants Christ?
Who wants Jesus? That's right, but who wants Jesus Christ today?
Today.
Not tomorrow.
Right now.
At this present moment.
Nine.
Now, we done said enough tonight to get your attention.
Yeah.
You should have been writing down all these scriptures that I gave you tonight.
Nine.
The Bible still is the same book. You can read tomorrow, it'll be the same book.
Same thing.
It won't change at all. You
can
start from Genesis to Revelation, or you can go from Revelation back to Genesis, and it still reads the same.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God is God, and there's no one else beside him. The Bible tells me in Exodus 18 and verse 11, he is above all God.
Yes.
He is God.
Amen.
And there is no other God.
Besides.
There's only one.
That's it.
One God. We got people trying to make three gods.
Yeah.
There's no God. No sir and no man. Ephesians 4:4-6 says there's one Lord, one faith, one Father, one God, one church.
Amen.
That's it. No other church in the world can be you can be saved in. If it's not the Church of Christ, forget it. Go to hell.
Amen.
That's too many people scared to say that word. Well, that's my lesson for Sunday. But I preach it tonight. But I'm going to be double on it Sunday.
Amen.
I'm going to tell it like it is. If you're not in the Church of Christ, you're going to hell. I don't care who you are.
Amen.
Bible proof.
Amen.
Bible says, get ready to tell them. I'm going to bring it all the way live, Brother. We got to preach the hell out of this generation. This generation has died fast.
Amen.
participating is all over the globe. Just running folks into hell. You see, Satan no God on his way.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing what he's doing. And we should not think that God ain't coming back. God on his way, church.
Yeah.
Don't you see Satan trying to destroy the Church of Christ?
Amen.
Yes. They hit the Church of Christ, knock it up. He's almost tearing down. That's why he's tearing up a lot of brethren. Like, he said, I'll send the women. I'll send the money.
Yeah.
I'll send the honey.
Yeah.
I'll send the nightclubs here.
Yeah.
I'll send all kinds of things here and make it look good. And I'll bring it into the Church of Christ. That's why they don't want you to preach hell, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Why do you keep preaching hell, Brother Parker? Why? You know why?
Yes.
Because you're trying to warn the woman before she go to hell.
Amen.
That's what you're trying to do. See, she ain't seeing the other side of the picture. She's seeing only one side. Brother Parker, that's why you preach. Preach hell, preach hell. Well, I tell you what, she better let you preach it. Because if she go there, she ain't coming out.
Amen.
You better take heed.
Amen.
See, all these sins that Paul talks about in Romans, the first chapter, beginning verse 18 through 32, that's why everybody's going to hell.
Yeah. Amen.
He said in Galatians chapter 5, he was talking to the church. They're going to hell if they're doing that stuff.
Because of sin.
Amen.
Sin has done took over America. I said America.
Yeah.
It's from the White House to your house.
Amen.
Amen.
Donald Trump ain't solve our problem. We got to go to Jesus Christ, the one that knows it all. That's the problem. Church of Christ, wake up. You're sleeping on this thing. You're blind. Apostle Paul said it in Romans 13, beginning at verse 11 through 14. In verse 14, he said, put on Christ. Why? Because that's shout. In Galatians 3:27, he said, for as many of you have been baptized into Jesus Christ. Put him on. Put him on. And tell me the Bible don't say that.
Amen.
They want to put Jesus Christ up. They want to keep Satan on.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go and shake my hips down to the ground as they say. Let me go drink my wine. Let me go smoke my dope. Let me go poison my body up. Let me do what I want to do, Brother Parker.
That's it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't you tell me what to do, Brother Parker. Don't you warn me, Brother Parker. I don't love you, Brother Parker, because you telling me the truth, Brother Parker. I don't want to hear it, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it, Brother Johnson. Don't come come tell me a lie, and I'll be your friend. You see what I'm saying? The Bible is right. God is right.
Amen.
Now, do you believe God now, what he's telling us? Get it right before you die.
That's it.
We got to go.
Yes.
Brother Parker, we got to go one day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We got to go. You see, Brother Parker, I know your daddy told you about some of these things before he died.
Amen.
He told you some of these things. You know he did. You told your son some of these things. You got to go.
Amen.
You ain't gonna be daddy and mama ain't gonna be around you all your life. You gotta make a decision. Are you gonna stay with God or are you going to hell? Which is it?
Yes.
We gotta make a decision. We can't play with God, church. I'll tell you what, I know. Bible's right. And we still dancing along with the devil. We let the devil get in the front seat, Brother William, and drive the front seat of the front wheel.
Yeah.
We still let him do his thing. Brethren, we need to warn the world. Brother Parker, when you get in the pulpit, tell them about hell. They need to hear it.
Amen.
Because the word of God must be preached. Me and Brother William have made up our mind every day. We go tell the people about hell as much as we tell them about heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
They think they're going to heaven and sin. God ain't for that.
Amen.
God is not letting sinners into heaven. That way,
amen.
If they don't come clean, they got to go. They're going to hell, man.
They must repent.
They got to repent.
Amen.
It's all in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. You got to get it right.
Yes.
Amen.
God told us what to do. What we gonna do now?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said enough. You done heard the word. You believe the word. You repent and you say it. You confess Christ. You be baptized in water, and let the Lord add you to the church.
Amen.
Amen.
What? The Church of Christ is the only one.
That's it.
If you don't get in that one,
amen.
I don't know what want.
All right.
God has told us, brethren. He wanted us through the death of these people that are leaving this planet Earth.
Yes.
We stay in the church.
Amen.
Don't walk away from God. I don't care how tough it gets. Don't walk away from God.
And
because you know what? When I was reading that, Brother Williams, that Old Testament passage there,
mm-hmm.
and the Bible said in Job chapter 38:41, he said, he takes care of the fowls of the air. Now, what are you going to do for you?
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
He said, I take care of them. What are you going to do? He's going to take care of you?
Amen.
Okay, then talk to me.
Trust him.
He said, you talk to
me.
And he showed me a picture in the Bible today. James, I'll take care of you. You just follow what I tell you.
Amen.
You keep on preaching. Don't worry about what these people, but you preach. You got the word. I gave it to you. Don't hide it in a closet. Don't hide it behind the door.
Amen.
Just speak it out like it is. Do what I tell you. I got the reward for you.
Amen.
I got the reward for you, Brother Parker.
Yes.
I got the reward
yes.
for you, Brother Williams. Brother Parker the fourth, Brother Brown. I got a reward for you. God said, I got a reward for you. You just keep preaching. I'll put the presence to you. But you got
Amen.
To retire in this world.
Got
to keep going. We got some people, well, I'm tired of being a Christian. I have been there so long.
Mm.
Oh, God, have mercy on us. You ain't begun yet. Mm-hmm.
Unfaithfulness
will carry to hell before you get there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Praise
yes.
No.
You know, that is the question of the day right now. What in hell do you want? What's now that's so good? You know, Paul said, thinking themselves become wise, they became fools. And you know, in the United States of America now, we become fools. Even our supreme authority have become foolish. Gave the right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. What in hell do we want? And we're reaping it here on planet Earth in America. We're reaping it. And our enemies laughing at us too. You know, they don't embrace a lot of the foolishness that we are doing. The Bible taught us all the abomination that we are doing. It taught us against it. And now we are embracing it. We used to proudly say that we were one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Ooh-wee. You know, I mean, we've embraced just total hell now. Amen. I know they brought black people over here as slaves, and we had to fight for years to get our freedom, where we could live freely in this country. But now the country has embraced black, white, Indians, and everybody else embraced hell. And we need to fight against it as gospel preachers.
Morality.
Paul said, preach the word. Be preaching in season when people like it, out of season when they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in a time now with all in that chapter. He said, for the time will come, and it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desire, heap to themselves teachers having itch in the ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. You know, you got all kinds of men who have been doing some of anything and everything, been to prison and everywhere else, and for murder and everything else, and then they come out and they go open up a church and tell the people what they want to hear. That's all they want to do, is what they want to hear. They know that the Bible does say the Lord is vain. And what they want to do is try to go to a place that calls itself a church. Amen. And go to a Sunday morning nightclub. You don't find anywhere in the Bible where the church that Christ built. You do that.
All right.
Mechanical instruments of music and a good time up in there like that. No, no, no. Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. And he told us to preach the word. Amen. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. You see, the word of God is kind of out of season now. So they bring it to the churches, these worldly churches, they're bringing up in there and they're having you feeling good because they just went to the nightclub all night long, up into the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, committing fornication and then homosexuality and everything else they want to do, then come and sit up in that Sunday morning nightclub. And the preacher just up there lying and not preaching the word of God. And that music's still playing the whole while. He's even up there calling him for preaching. Yeah, they let the choir hit in every now and then to keep the people feeling good. And then he make them feel better than that. Whenever he gets ready to pass the plate, all it is about the money.
It's about the money.
They're giving and making them feel good. Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. When you preach the doctrine of Christ, amen, it cuts and it converts people. Amen. Even you know, the people, a lot of people come. And, you know, I preach a good sermon, What in Hell Do You Want? And a couple of people came back there and talked to me and said, look, but why you got to preach that sermon on hell? Well, if you don't be faithful to the only church in the Bible, you're going to hell, and we got to preach you against it to keep walking right. And if you're sinning, you got to go repent and get right. Amen. And if you never heard the gospel before, you don't obey it. Amen. There's a power. See, the power of the gospel is from God. Amen. And it cuts people. And if it cuts you right, you repent or get baptized into the only church that's in the Bible. Amen. That's the church that Christ came here and established that men might be saved from hell. Amen. And live the most glorious life on planet Earth they could ever live by walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And we've got to understand that. That's what the word is about. But in America now, it is becoming totally pathetic. Totally pathetic. Amen. People can care less about church or anything else now. Thinking themselves become wise, Romans 1, they became fools. And this nation is becoming a big foolish nation right now. It's about anything and everything because we think that we are so great. Amen. We can humble ourselves under the hand of God, and He shall exalt you in due time. We've got to humble ourselves and stay humbled. Amen. We think we're becoming so wise, we become nothing but fools. Paul told us that. And we need to understand that we've got a Bible here. The Bible is the book of all books. That's the word of God.
Yeah.
And it's not going to leave planet Earth. It's not going to leave planet Earth. And we need to read it and study it and do as it has commanded us to do as human beings. And people could care less now, thinking themselves become wise, Paul said it. They become fools. And look at us now in America. Hooray! Just a bunch of fools. Our Supreme Fool Authority Court said that a man has a right to marry a man. Now, why would you tell God the Father he's a lie? He created the woman for the man. And now, here in America now, a man has a right to marry the woman or to marry another man. Amen. This is beside me. Amen. What can two men produce? Amen. Two men produce. Manure. That's not the only thing. Some manure. They can't procreate. Amen. They can't bring babies into the world. Amen.
Amen.
And God said, be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. How can two men be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it? The only thing they probably could do. If men get to marry men everywhere else, you know, they're probably going to kill all those people in the area that they live because they're going to have that manure all over everywhere. Amen? I was teaching school one while. And then one of the sheriffs called me down out of class and told me, because they knew I was a preacher too, and told me down there, and he took me in there and showed me all of that manure was in that male's bathroom.
Oh, man.
It's pathetic. Now, we got to have to do
God.
Yes, sir. That's a shame. Yes, Lord. It's pathetic. You know, you don't hear too much about it now, but I think they're being more quietly with it. Amen. Because I know if you want to go to Hollywood, you got to, if you're a man, you got to sleep with some of the men and that. A woman sleep with the women and everything like that to get a good role, to make some money in Hollywood and everything. We've got to understand, even on jobs now, good big job, big time job, you've got to do what they want you to do in there. We've got to understand now that we're doing just like older nations in the Bible did. And God brought them down. Amen? And we've got to believe the gospel must continually be preached and walks in the footsteps of Jesus, set some kind of example. Yes. Amen. We got to keep it. There's only one church in the Bible, Church of Christ. Amen. The instructions in the Bible on how you should live and how you should do. Amen. So we've got to understand. Do it, teach it, preach it. Amen. Preach the word. Preach it. In season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that time now, I believe. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. I've had several members of the body of Christ, after I preached at some churches, come there and tell me, you don't not preach that like that no more. Don't preach. What are you talking about? You're the word of God. Prevents you from going to hell. Now, if you want to go to hell, leave the church and get out there and live like a hellion, and you have a guarantee.
Amen.
You'll be guaranteed to go to hell. Amen. We've got to preach the word in the church. And a lot of times the preachers now, especially if the churches are giving good, got some money and stuff like that, they want to pay them. But then you're going to have to preach what they want to hear. Because if you get up there and preach some sound doctrine, they're going to have a meeting with you. And they'll fire you. Many of them will do that. Amen? Well, if you want to fire me, just fire me. Amen? I started like that when I preached. So I preached at 8 years old. And my dad told me, don't never stop preaching the word of God. Amen? If they don't want to hear that, nothing like that, I'll fire you. Tell you got to go and everything, well, just go. Amen? That's what you must do. Amen? The people have not changed. The hellistic people on earth have not changed. They don't want the word of God. Look at how many people go to all those worldly churches that tell them what they want to hear and make them feel good and everything like that, and they just kill like they're going crazy. Amen. When you're preaching the sound doctrine of Christ, you got to really convert the people to give and do right and live right. Amen. Because that's what make a man come down there. And just left out of the nightclubs, the Holiday Inns, and everything else, fornicating and everything else they want to do. Amen. And they come up, even in the Church of Christ, and you get to preach that sound doctrine to them, you get some kickback from them. Amen. And if you got leaders in there that's embracing some of it, you're in trouble there too. Amen. Amen. I've been asked to leave a lot of churches. Amen. I didn't mind. I did not mind. Running a gospel meeting one time, and I had to call the police to the church, amen. We've got to understand that the word of God is powerful, amen. It's the doctrine of Christ. Yeah. And he said, preach the word, 2 Timothy 4, and be ready to preach it when it's seasonable, when it's unseasonable. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and it's just right here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust speak to themselves, teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. They're hiring a lot of the younger preachers and other preachers that's going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen? Pay them well. Do it to as long as they tell them, make them feel good, come to church. Church is not about just feeling good. You're going to feel good if you hear the truth and the word of God because you are living what you have been commanded to do through the Bible. He said, preach the word, 2 Timothy 4. Preach when they like it, when they don't like it, improve them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering, because the time is here even now that men don't want to hear no sound doctrine. Amen. So what we have to do is to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. teach, preach, walk as an example before them. Amen. Because people are now in this age now, they sick of the gospel. Lord have mercy. But they're going to be coming back to it. I see more coming back to it. Amen. Drive through your city, sometimes through your town where you live, and look at all the rehab programs they got going. All them young and older people been hooked up on that dope so long, and they want a good life now. Now they got to try to get rehabbed. I speak at quite a few. I've spoken at quite a few of those rehab facilities. Amen. And the people just glad to hear. Amen. Because they're beginning to understand, since they've been messed up and mixed up and like that, they know that the word of God is far more easier for them to deal with right now. And glad to deal with the word of God, because a lot of those people been through total hell out there on those drugs. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just think about it. Remember back in the days when the young people and older people like were just sleeping out in the streets and in old cars and people's yards or in the junkyard somewhere, on the trees and everything else they could do, you know, because they had nowhere really to stand and just itching and wanting and needing and pleading to get some more dope. Amen. You know, it changed a lot of them. I see some even nowadays. Amen. That are so happy to have overcome that foolishness. Same thing is with if you get into the church, the only church into Christ in the Bible, the only church tells you that you must hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus, and walk until the day you die in the footsteps of Jesus. Be faithful until death. Amen. And there's only one church in the Bible. That church is the church of Christ. Amen. The church of Christ. Amen. He shed his blood for the church, the Son of God. Amen. Came here and did that. And we need to do that. Now, look what Satan has done. Amen. You know, people can go and get high, drunk, go to a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, commit all kind of fornication or homosexuality, whatever they want to do, and come sit up in the church because they're up in the church where Satan is running it. Amen. They go to the Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. You can smell alcohol, whiskey, dope, and everything on them. When they come in there, just as high as they've been all night long, come in there and stay high, getting all that good nightclub music up in the churches and all that kind of stuff. Preach up in there, yelling and hollering, not saying much about God at all. Amen. Satan is a powerful demon when you allow him to let him run your life. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. You read the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, not these other written Bibles out there. Read it, and you'll find out that in that Bible, only one church is in that Bible. Amen. The one that Christ established, the church of Christ. Amen. The church of Christ. Only church. All mean from. Church from Christ. He came here and showed us what to do, how to do, what to do, when to do, what not to do. Amen. And if you follow the instructions of the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, that's why man has written so many other different Bibles with stuff in there, so many other ideas that they wrote. The Bible is a holy Bible. It's the Bible. It's the word from God. Amen. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. It's going to be here. No man on planet earth will destroy his word. You'll find the right Bible. You know, that's why a lot of these so-called churches that are not in the Bible, what they will do, they'll write their own Bible. Their headquarters is on earth. The King James Version of the Bible, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. It's going to be here. Man will never destroy. Amen. And what we've got to do is follow what the Bible says itself. Your headquarters for the Church of Christ is where? In heaven. Christ died and went back to heaven. Amen. We've got to understand the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said, well, preach the word. Out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. And we're in this age now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and return unto fables or lies. And that's what's happening. Got a whole lot of lying going on in these so-called churches on planet Earth now, and leading people directly to hell. Amen. And what's the reason they're doing that? It's all about the money. Amen. All about the money. When you preach the gospel to people, that even don't want to give money. You have to convert preaching the word of God. And don't you worry about preaching. Preach it, because it has the power to convert people, because it is whose word? Not your word. God's word. Amen. Preach his word. And it will convert people. Amen. And we need to keep doing that as members of, and ministers of the Church of Christ. Preach the doctrine. Amen. You're not in it for money. And for money is. You're in it for to preach the doctrine of Christ. And God will take care of you. Amen.
He
will
bless you.
You don't have to worry about it. Just keep blessing you. Amen. And if you have to work and preach, do it. What's wrong with that? Work and preach. Amen. But give your soul over to God. Amen. Because there's too many people calling women and men, calling themselves preachers or whatever they want to call themselves, and it's in it for the money. And they give the people what they want to hear. Amen? Give them what they want to hear. Make it a good Sunday morning nightclub, a Sunday evening and nightclub to come in there. Amen. And they just feel so good doing it. Amen? We got to understand what God has commanded us in the Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul, did you say that? For the time, Paul said, will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen? And I've witnessed it. Maybe you brother didn't have too. I've been fired out of churches for preaching the word of God. Amen? It was cutting them so hard up in there that they had to get somebody to tell them what they want to hear. And a lot of those churches, many of them that I know I was at, and was preaching, doors are shut down now. Doors are shut down. See, if you know the word of God, don't put the name Church of Christ up on your building. Amen? Don't declare that you ain't Church of Christ. No. If you're not going to do right and everything, hey, it'll be worth. God knows. And you're out there lying and saying that you are a Church of Christ, preacher, Church of Christ building that we meet in, the members meet here, the members of the Church of Christ. You got to preach the doctrine of Christ. It's in the Bible. What you must do. Amen. If you've never been, wherever you live now, if you haven't never driven a car to New York or anything like that, and nobody told you nothing like that, how are you going to get there if you don't have a map, some guide to get there? Amen.
Yeah.
We got it. The Bible. The heaven and earth shall pass away. Christ said, when my word shall stand forever. Amen. Nobody on planet Earth will wipe his word off the earth. Can't do it. Amen. So what we've got to do is live the life. Be faithful unto when? Death. Amen. Do you depart from this earth? And God will give you the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen. That's truly a blessing. And we got to keep preaching the word of God. Folks don't want to hear the word of God. The majority of the people on planet Earth don't want to go, don't want to hear the word of God. Amen.
Wow.
That's why the Bible says, a few shall be saved. Amen. But, ooh,
wow.
Lord, we know that in hell, what the Bible says in hell, you'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, eternally screaming, hollering, crying, burning up eternally. Amen. But that soul will never burn up. Amen. That's an everlasting place. Hell is an everlasting place, and heaven is an everlasting place. So what do you want to do? Walk on streets of gold in heaven? Amen. Or scream and holler, walking on fire forever? Amen. We got to make the choice. The only church in the Bible is the Church of Christ. You can become a member by hearing God's word, Acts 15 and verse 7, believing in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, repenting of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then last but not least, being buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your past sins, Luke 13 and 3.
Wow.
And that puts you into the only church in the Bible, the only. Now, if someone's listening, you can call in tonight or Thursday night when we're on, Tuesday night, and you call in and ask your questions. We'll ask your questions for you. Amen. And let you know what you must do to be saved. You see, human beings want entertainment all the time now. Something good, make them feel good and everything. And that's what all the churches but one in the Bible does. That's the Church of Christ. Amen. We have our directions, biblical instructions on how to worship and serve God. Amen. And we don't have none of this other stuff you see on television, hear on radio, or go over to the churches where it's at, where they got a good Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. Just mentioning God in it. Amen. And it's just all about good. And passing that plate. Yes, Lord. Not taught how to give. Amen. We teach the doctrine of the Bible. But Satan is, he's a cold-blooded, wicked demon, Satan. And he'll do anything for you if you obey his wickedness. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? But then you'll end up knowing near the end of your life or whatever, something happened to you, and you're going to leave. Amen? It's pretty bad. You can look out there. Look at what happened to the dope. They ought to give us some statistical reports on national television to let us know how many people that were into that dope when it first started and went on. How about how many people died? Amen? How many? Amen? And that's what we need to keep in mind. Now, it's calmed down some, but there are other sins and things. A man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. How many of us, if you have, call in tonight or next time we're on program, call in. And someone tell us how two women had a baby and two men had a baby. Please call. Amen.
Please
know that. Why would they even give the right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman? God created the man first. Took a rib from Adam and created Eve. Amen. And he told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Amen. But now our nation has given a man a right to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Lord have mercy. When great nations went against God like that, bad things start happening for them. But we as members of the body of Christ, we got to keep praying and preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen.
Yeah,
in the midst of all this. Now, you know what happened in the Old Testament? You know, a lot of times when God's people went to do what they had to do, they had to leave that nation or do something, or they killed many of them. Amen. The doctrine of Christ is fixed to become most powerful. Amen. And then we'll see. will probably have laws made that they can't preach to just one church in the Bible. You know,
yeah.
America is embracing Satan. Amen. They don't teach it to somebody. They're the only church in the Bible. Anybody can be saved. You got a right to go to any kind. No, you got a right to go to hell if you want to. The Bible says, if that's your direction, go to hell. But only one church is in the Bible, the Jenkins Jane version of the Bible. Amen. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. And it's here. And it's going to be here till he comes back. Amen.
That's
and so we just have to keep preaching it and doing it, being faithful until death. Look, ministers throughout the world, Church of Christ ministers, stick with the book, regardless of what goes. Amen. Keep preaching the doctrine. And many things may come up in your life, and God may deliver you from it. And even if God does not deliver you, you know, and you end up, you know, leaving earth, you know. But if you've been doing right, preaching right, living right, everything, your destination then is heaven. Amen?
Wow.
We've got to know that. I remember a lot of older preachers when I was growing up. Amen. I started preaching when I was 8 years old. And I remember some of those guys passed away and they were gloriously leaving. Amen. Because they preached the doctrine of Christ. And when you preach and pray, God blesses you. Amen, amen. Brother Weaver Johnson?
All right.
Yes,
Father, we appreciate you. Appreciate you, Brother Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your attending. Appreciate you, Brother Brown, for being on the ready.
Amen.
We want to call some people to be saved today. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to look forward. If God bless us all, we want to come together again on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Amen.
All around
Amen.
The world, we're going to conduct this radio broadcast, the Gospel of Christ, once again. We hope that you'll be with us next week, Lord willing.
Yes.
Thank you for your attendance tonight. Let us have a word of prayer as we dismiss ourselves by the blessing and grace of God. God,
Amen.
Our Father, thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy, your long-suffering and patience with us.
Amen.
The sinful man who refuses to repent and obey your truth.
Amen.
God, we hope that some will. Well, most won't. We hope that some will, because you're willing to save any who come to you.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for this ministry. Continue to bless it and to bless those of us who are thy faithful ministers to teach and to preach your word.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you have done for us, dear God, both materially and spiritually.
Amen.
Continue, dear God, to bless us as thou seest fit according to thy will.
Yes.
Help us to be humble and to be content and to trust in you.
Amen.
Dear God,
Amen.
That we might live throughout all eternity.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name. Amen. And amen.
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 Good night.
Yes, Lord.